Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I'll bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
Dan Hasty, he is a talented voice of the Tigers' High A affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps, who opened up their season last night, first opening day, even though a month late, in the last 2 years. And Dan is getting ready to call game two of the Tigers' High A affiliate season. Man, it feels like Dan is right next to us, but he's miles away getting ready for the call tonight. How you doing, Daniel?
Great to see you guys, to hear from you, Phil. Thank you. I mean, it's just great looking. And, you know, baseball field never gets old. I'll tell you that right now. And I get a chance to get out here. I mean, I was never so happy to call an 8-0 loss like I was last night when the Whitecaps lost in Fort Wayne.
Well, what has that year missed for most of these minor leaguers outside of the top prospects who were invited to that extended season training last summer? What has a year missed done to the Tigers farm system that could hold them back from trying to become a contender again?
You know, I think everyone understands where the deficiency in the system is. It's probably the position players, and that's why there's just so much riding on Riley Green. There's so much riding on Spencer Torkelson. And Green had a pretty good debut in Double-A last night. Couple of hits, 2-for-5. Torkelson, not so great. 0-for-4, 0-for-3, 3 strikeouts. Did draw a walk, but saw a ton of pitches during his AB. So I guess there's something there. But for what it's worth, I mean, 3 games into his professional career, Chris Bryant went 0-for-5 with 5 strikeouts. I mean, Adley Rutschman, who was the number one pick in 2019, he went 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts last night. So before we all start collectively freaking out about Spencer Torkelson, let's just hold off and not judge a book off of its first page.
What about the Tigers at 8-22 playing some of the worst baseball I've ever seen from the Tigers? That includes that 119 loss season. What's the short and long-term solution to kind of get people believing again?
You know, I think they're trying to find some solutions. The sense that I've gotten from people around the Tigers is just that there has become kind of a developing sense of urgency to start winning some more games. Because, I mean, look, I think they hear what people are saying. I mean, they're 5 years into a rebuild, right? So there has to be better results than by far the worst record in Major League Baseball. I mean, the Colorado Rockies are looking over at the Tigers right now being like, man, those guys aren't very good right now. And that's saying something. So I think they're looking. I think they are very closely monitoring what's going on with other teams, maybe roster crunch situations, maybe some injury situations that pop up, so they can take a flyer on a guy or two and try to kickstart this offense.
Dan Hasty, he is the radio voice. Game two set for the first pitch later tonight in Fort Wayne. Tigers Class A, high Class A affiliate in the Midwest League, the West Michigan Whitecaps. When are they back at home? When will people be able to see Torkelson? And also, what are some of the other prospects on the roster right now in West Michigan that you think could be future major leaguers?
Well, the home opener is on Tuesday night, and I know that there might be a couple tickets left for that. I know that it's a sellout as of now, but maybe a couple tickets come on sale as we get closer to Tuesday. But, of course, 20% capacity, so the Whitecaps will be capped around 2,000. But, yeah, Spencer Torkelson is obviously the reason that most Tigers fans will be coming out to watch Whitecaps baseball, and obviously just to have baseball again. Of course, when we throw that first pitch on Tuesday night, it'll been 622 days since the last Whitecap game at the ballpark. So it's just amazing to think about how long it's been. It's almost 2 years. So obviously Spencer Torkelson, and then you've got Dylan Dingler. He's the number 5 prospect. You've got Daniel Cabrera, or Daniel Tiger, as we'll call him. He's number 6. Parker Meadows is back. He's number 8. And I think overall, I think they have some talented players, but they're all getting super challenged right now because they're in high A. Guys like Torkelson, guys like Trey Cruz and Dingler and Cabrera, all these guys didn't have the luxury of playing against like just not very good talent in those lower levels of the minor leagues. Almost every guy, I mean, Riley Green and really just about everybody else always played like a short season rookie league and just dominated before they got to a level like this. So they're really just throwing these guys right into the fire.
Dan Hasty, you can listen to him online and also on our flagship station, 106.1 FM and AM 1340, The Ticket, your home for the Tigers High A farm affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps. Dan, have a great call tonight, game two. Good to have minor league baseball back in Michigan.
Yeah, you and me both. Good to hear your voice. Thanks, Bill.